Plastic bags, they're everywhere. Carrying your groceries from the store, collecting in your pantry, and littering the side of the road. But after years of slow, cautious deliberations, Sonoma County is finally poised to ban single-use plastic bags. The ordinance could pass as soon as next spring or summer. 5 years ago, when San Francisco became the first American city to ban plastic bags, Healdsburg considered its own ban, and this was a matter of hot debate in the county. Now, nearly everyone is in favor. Authorities are just ironing out the kinks.
I'm Patrick Carter. I'm a program manager for the Sonoma County Waste Management Agency. We've been studying this issue for many years now. I think the first time we really talked about it was 2008.
At that time, according to state law, supermarkets had to have plastic bag recycling programs. But the participation rate was dismal, with only about 3% of bags being returned, according to CalRecycle.
That wasn't quite doing it. There needed to be another step.
Bans have already passed in Santa Cruz, Los Angeles, San Jose, and about 50 other places in the state. Similar bans exist around the nation and the world. Carter says the state of California has considered and shelved a statewide ban 3 times.
So we were tracking state legislation for the state to do something as a whole, and we watched those come up and fail for many years. So a year ago, we started looking at what we could do locally.
The Sonoma County Waste Management Joint Powers Authority modeled their draft on San Jose's ordinance. Grocery stores will still carry plastic bags for produce, meat, and pharmacy items. At checkout, they'll sell partially recycled paper bags for 10 cents a piece for the first year, 25 cents a piece later. As it stands, the ordinance could be adopted countywide or piecemeal. A patchy approach could mean slightly different laws in different parts of the county. The greatest support, so far, from stores, the JPA, and the Santa Rosa City Council is for countywide adoption. Although there is some fringe opposition to banning plastic bags in general, by and large, citizens and stores are on board. Tim James, a spokesman with the California Grocers Association, a lobbying group, says that after a ban, stores adjust and customers are quick to change their habits.
Yeah, in the state of California, we've seen about 50 other jurisdictions, and the response has actually been incredible in that. What we've seen is up to 98% of consumers choose to bring their own reusable bag or not use a bag at all. Usually we're seeing those numbers within about a year. The habit changes are very quick.
Currently, according to some estimates, we each use 766 bags annually, a little more than 2 per day. And why not? Plastic is so convenient. Here's Carter again.
They're really handy, but one of their problems is they're very, very persistent. And because they're lightweight, they're very aerodynamic, and they can just get picked up in the wind. So they have a tendency to get windblown and just taken away. And because they're so persistent, the only thing that really happens to is the sun breaks them down into smaller pieces. A lot of those bags will get in the streams and they'll go right out to the coast.
That translates into hundreds of thousands of animal deaths every year, and a cost of about $25 million to the state to collect and bury all of that plastic. Even though Sonoma County hasn't been at the forefront to change that, it will soon become part of the trend to make this a sound of the past. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.